Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
There was another incident, and Stephanie, you'll be interested in this one, that occurred on the 17th hole yesterday, in which Xander Schauffele was trying to reel in, winner of the tournament.
Molinari.
The Italian.
Trying to reel in Molinari a hole behind, and he's hitting a pitch shot onto 17, and there is a woman there with a baby stroller.
Yeah, the kid won't be quiet.
Yes.
And the kid's like, boop-ba-boop-ba, and they showed the woman with the baby stroller. She did not immediately go, okay, let's go, and then start pushing her way out of the crowd, like to get further away. She was just there like, okay, quiet, calm down. And Schauffele actually backed off once because the kid was making noises. I thought that was incredibly ballsy by the mom.
I agree. I would be mortified.
I waited all day to be in this spot and I'm watching this shot, damn it.
And if the golfer says to an official, what are we gonna do about this? Then he's the bad guy. Now he's the jag.
I'm not taking my baby to the British Open. Well, the Open. I'm not.
As I said on Twitter, good thing Hawkeye Pierce was nowhere to be found.
God!
You have to watch the last episode of MASH to get that one.
That's right. That's what the MASH reference, everybody.
That was it. Yeah, that was the two-hour finale.
In which they were on a bus
giggle fest to wrap it all up.
Right.
No, it was not a giggle fest.
It was really funny.
That was a comedy. MASH was a comedy.
Yeah, but wasn't the final episode
really funny? It was really funny, the last episode, yeah. They wanted to have all their funniest stuff the last episode.
Save that one. They actually came up with that really early in the series.
They
said, we'll save that. No, they didn't. No.
That's right. Sorry. You were selling it really hard.
Really?
Because I only saw the episode once, and I vaguely remember the specifics, which is what? Hawkeye was on a bus trying to get out of a very difficult war zone, and there was a native woman on the bus, and her child was crying.
Right. We thought it was a chicken. It opens, the opening scene is there's a chicken clucking on the bus, and he's telling the woman to keep that chicken quiet.
Angrily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Angrily telling her, shut that chicken up.
And then, Hawkeye was the most disturbed person in the history of the war, but yet everybody turned to him as, you're one hell of a surgeon, mister. Well, he's a nut, too. Nobody needed Sidney Friedman.
Yeah.
More than Hawkeye Pierce.
Sure. So it turned out that the chicken was actually the woman's child.
And
hilarious stuff. One of America's great comedies. I see that come out of the afternoon
look at the guy
now,
with
and
the
I get
hard
mad.
On for one of the classic American
I
TV shows.
I get mad at that show now.
Why?
Because it sucks.
What?
It does. It's horrible.
It might be one or two on the American television landscape.
Terrible.
No?
Terrible show.
One or two.
Really?
Name, okay. It's awful.
What
shows would you put behind it if you have it at one or two? What do you have?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Yeah. What? You're the guy who said it might be one or two.
Where do you rank it? Iconic American TV shows of all time.
Just because it was on for a long time.
Yeah. It was on for a long time, and it got a lot of replays.
Yeah.
But it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Well, here's a list on the internet. Did you know the internet has lists?
Well, this will settle things. This will settle it. Yeah, what do they have? What do they say?
Well, they're gonna make me click and click and click and load more, but... what I can tell you, 100 according to Rolling Stone is Eastbound and Down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to scroll.
The Danny
right to
McBride,
the
HBO thing. That's Eastbound.
Sopranos 1, The Wire 2, Breaking Bad 3.
Is this just TV shows in general or comedies?
Mad Men 4, Seinfeld 5, Simpsons 6, Twilight Zone 7, SNL 8, All in the Family 9, The Daily Show 10. Freaks and Geeks 11.
What?
Game of Thrones, 12. Late Night with David Letterman, 13. Larry Sanders Show, West Wing, God. MASH is 16.
Okay. It's just a list that somebody made. There's nothing behind it other than this was the list they came up with. Anybody can post a list on the internet, and then people get mad at you for your list. So it's just a list. We all have access to the internet. We can all put things up on the internet.
It follows the chronicles the goings-on in the fictional 4077th Mobile Army Surgical Hospital as they wait for the next chopper with a crop of wounded grunts and requiring meatball surgery. MASH began as a gritty comedy with Alan Alda's Hawkeye and the rest of the staff trying to keep their sense of humor alive amid the daily carnage of
sex and hijinks.
It evolved into a solemn, if sometimes preachy, meditation on the futility.
The second funniest episode of MASH was when Radar came in and said that Henry had been shot down. There were no survivors.
Or what about when they had all those nightmares and Charles was in a boat with no arms and there's like legs and limbs and things floating in the water? Hilarious!
The finale was seen by more than 120 million.
Yeah.
And remains one of the most watched TV events of all time. And you say that MASH is not one of the most iconic TV shows.
No, he said it sucks. He just said it sucks.
Might be iconic, but it sucks. Oh. The St. Louis Arch is iconic. It sucks.
I never knew that Brian had such a hard-on for MASH.
It's not a hard-on.
Never knew that, but that's okay. It's cool. That's cool.
See, we're learning stuff about each other every day. That's why we get together and do this.